Ever feel like you just want to get to the heart of what's going on? You know, what are people really talking about without having to like wade through a ton of background info?
Totally. I mean, sometimes you just want the insights without the information overload.
Exactly. And that's exactly what we try to do with these deep dives. Today, we're heading to Carmel by the Sea.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So we're going to really try and get a feel for what's on people's minds there. We're going to be drawing from a lot of what Mayor Dale Byrne has been sharing.
Makes sense. He's got that insider perspective.
Right. So our goal here is to kind of map out the opportunities, the challenges, everything Carmel's facing right now.
And how folks are dealing with it all.
Exactly. Because, you know, Carmel is special. It's got this character, this unique vibe, and everyone wants to see that preserved, right?
Absolutely.
So let's jump in. One thing that really struck me reading through Mayor Byrne's thoughts was this idea of a balancing act.
Oh, interesting. How so?
Like, on one hand, you have this incredible history, this deeply rooted sense of place. But then you have the realities of, well, life in the 21st century and how those two things kind of push and pull.
It's that tension between honoring the past and moving into the future. Classic dilemma for a place with such a strong identity.
And he actually highlights this by talking about the historical debates around paving Ocean Avenue.
Yeah.
Like, that right there tells you something about Carmel.
That they take their character seriously. And that people aren't afraid to voice their opinions.
Yeah, and it shows this isn't some new thing. It's part of their DNA, this constant conversation about what Carmel is and should be.
I like that. It's like an ongoing dialogue about their identity.
Okay, so let's talk about a concrete example of this balancing act that the mayor brought up. The address system.
Okay, so I'm picturing those charming landmark-based addresses.
Right. It's like something out of a storybook.
Yeah.
Cottages with names, not numbers. It definitely adds to that unique, almost hidden away feel.
But of course, that charm also comes with some practical challenges in today's world.
Right. Because think about it. Online shopping, GPS, emergency responders needing to find someone fast.
Suddenly that charming system becomes a real headache.
And that's the crux of it, right? You've got this pull towards that individuality, that privacy, those landmark addresses represent. But at the same time, there's the need for things to function smoothly, for people to be safe.
So how do you square that circle? Can you make things more efficient without sacrificing that special Carmel feeling?
And that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And it's something that every community trying to evolve has to figure out.
Mayor Byrne seems to emphasize the need for real dialogue, for everyone to be heard. Because let's be honest, there's rarely a solution that's going to make absolutely everyone happy.
True. But it's more about the process, isn't it? That everyone feels like they're part of figuring things out.
And what I find interesting is how the mayor frames this. It's not about two sides fighting. It's more like, we're all in this together, let's listen to each other and figure out a path forward.
Right. Like, acknowledge that different perspectives are valid, even if you don't agree with them. Okay, so let's shift gears a bit. Another area where this balancing act is playing out is in design and development.
Ah, so we're talking architecture, that classic Carmel look.
Yeah, and at first glance, you might think, okay, this is about traditional versus modern.
But it sounds like it goes much deeper than just aesthetics.
Way deeper. Huh? The mayor brings up some interesting factors. State mandates about ADUs, for example.
Those accessory dwelling units. Like granny flats or in-law suites.
Exactly. And then there are the fire codes, insurance requirements.
Mm.
These aren't just local preferences. They're often external pressures.
But then you layer on top of that Carmel's deep-rooted values about what their community should look like.
And suddenly it's not just about a pitched roof versus a flat roof.
It's about navigating a whole web of regulations and needs, all while trying to maintain that visual identity that makes Carmel... Well, Carmel.
Right. And the point isn't to reject everything new. It's about guiding change, making sure new development reflects what the community wants.
In a way that respects the past, but also acknowledges that things change, needs evolve.
So you're not stuck in the past, but you're also not just blindly embracing whatever's new.
It's like intentional evolution.
Yeah.
Respectful progress.
Exactly. And this leads us to something that, on the surface, might seem a little lighter. It actually perfectly illustrates this whole balancing act. Pickleball.
Ah, yes. The pickleball conundrum.
Because on one hand, it's hugely popular. Brings a lot of people joy.
But it also brings a distinct sound. A sound that not everyone loves.
Especially if you're someone who really values peace and quiet.
So you've got these competing goods, as Mayor Byrne puts it. Recreation versus tranquility.
And this is something so many communities deal with. Different people, different needs, all valid.
It's about finding that middle ground. And the way Mayor Byrne talks about it is really refreshing. It's not about shutting down pickleball.
Or telling people to just deal with the noise.
It's about finding solutions, sound barriers, maybe different playing times, perhaps even looking at new locations for courts.
It takes a certain, generosity of spirit to really see the other side's point of view.
It's about empathy, right? And flexibility, a willingness to compromise.
And that's what I love about this whole conversation. It shows that if we come at these things with an open mind, if we really try to understand each other,
solutions can be found.
Mayor Byrne even suggests that if this pickleball thing is handled well, it could actually become a success story.
Proof that Carmel can hold both that vibrancy and that serenity that people love.
And be a welcoming place for everyone. So if we zoom out a bit, right, we've got these three examples: addresses, architecture, pickleball.
They all tie back to this bigger question of identity, of how Carmel moves forward without losing what makes it unique.
And this is where the whole idea of bridging divides comes in, because there will always be differences of opinion.
But how do you keep those differences from turning into something that tears the community apart?
And that's where Mayor Byrne's emphasis on really engaging with each other comes in. Listening, speaking with humility, recognizing that good people can have different opinions.
It's about understanding that someone who disagrees with you isn't necessarily your enemy. They might just have a different vision of what's best for Carmel.
And that progress doesn't have to be a zero-sum game. You know, one side wins, the other loses.
Right. It's about finding solutions that benefit everyone as much as possible. And it's about how we talk to each other, even when we disagree.
It's about building a culture of respect, where cooperation is valued over conflict.
Because ultimately, as the mayor points out, the future of Carmel depends on its people.
On that shared love for this special place. And yes, there will be disagreements.
But the key is to remember that sense of community, of belonging.
Because that's the foundation. And if you have that, then you can work through the challenges.
Exactly. And what really resonates with me is this idea that the answers aren't going to come from digging your heels in or forcing your view on others.
They're going to come from talking to each other, really listening, being willing to put yourself in the other person's shoes.
And trusting that together, you can find solutions that work for Carmel. It's about that belief in the community's ability to navigate this.
Yeah, it's inspiring. So taking a step back, looking at Carmel through Mayor Byrne's eyes, we see this community grappling with some pretty complex issues.
Trying to find that balance.
But the way they're going about it is really encouraging, with openness, a willingness to listen, and a genuine belief in finding solutions that serve everyone.
It gives you hope, doesn't it? That even when things get tough, if you work together, if you keep what's best for your community at heart, you can figure it out.
And it makes you think, how does your own community handle change? How do you bridge divides? How do you make sure everyone feels heard? It's a question worth asking anywhere.
Absolutely.
Well, on that note, thanks for joining us for this deep dive. We'll see you next time.
See you then.